Hare Krishna, 'tis the season to be jolly. No, not because it's the shopping season or the Christmas season, but because it's the book distribution season. And in the UK, well, I don't know in the UK when the marathon starts, whether it started this Monday, my suspicion is it starts next Monday. In Hungary, it already started last Monday, almost 5 weeks long, and devotees are doing great. It's the season for book distribution. Book distribution is, as Prabhupada would say, our family business. It's a wonderful, extraordinary devotional service that has no parallel. No devotional service has its equal, because every type of service has a very unique taste. Cooking, deity worship, speaking about Krishna, giving lectures, they're all unique in their own right. But it's like, I don't know, living without having eaten rasgullas. So it's not a complete life. Similarly, living without having distributed books or distributing them regularly, it's missing something. And of course, it's not just, we're not just after the taste, although the taste is wonderful. And there's also a wonderful benefit. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahatmyas both state that anyone who gives away even one book returns to the abode of Lord Vishnu. What to speak of devotees who distribute many, or who do that all of their lives, can't even imagine the transcendental benefit. And then, of course, we're not just doing it for us. We're doing it for mainly to please Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to benefit the people who get the books. Because despite their extraordinary conviction that they're having a good time, people who don't know about Krishna are suffering. They may be celebrating Christmas, which really means consumerism. It has little to do with God or Jesus Christ. But those who don't know about Krishna, those who don't know who they are, those who identify with the material body are unfortunate. And therefore, what better thing to do than to benefit these people who are in these suffering conditions of life. Feeding them is okay, although feeding them prasadam is what they should really eat, and that really benefits them because it's spiritual. And feeding them transcendental knowledge is feeding them through the ears. You have to feed people's stomachs, you have to feed people's ears. And hospitals, welfare activities, and so on and so on and so on, but it just continues the cycle of repeated birth and death. It's not that it doesn't need to be there. Sick people need to be cured. But if they're cured only to die, then what's the point? Cure people so that they can live. And they will live with the knowledge of the Gita. They will live with the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. And speaking of the Bhagavad Gita, this is also the time of Gita Jayanti. 11th of December is Gita Jayanti. In Hungary, we're doing Gita Jayanti there, and doing it all around the country this year. I'm not doing it outside of Budapest. I'll be doing it in Budapest, and there are other devotees doing outside. a great opportunity to hear the Bhagavad Gita, great opportunity for others to purchase the book and to also give the book out, give it out as a gift. And if someone, for instance, sponsors many books, then they can have us can distribute the books for them, communications department, libraries, preaching departments, so many departments. I pass out books all the time, and those are the books that have been sponsored during the Gita Jayanti time. So if you'd like to sponsor, then you can the book distribution and Hungary, you're welcome to do that also. You can get in touch with Astasaki Devi Dasi or see her link just on this title. And we can distribute 5 books, 10 books, 100 books, 1,000 books, as many as you want on your behalf. Or we can ship them to you, as long as you know a lot of Hungarian people. And as for going out personally and distributing, participating in the marathon on the street and the lots, at the lights, door to door, or just giving to friends, it's a extraordinary opportunity. Brahmachari Gurukuli Vasadanto Guru Orhitan. It's part of training, this whole idea of approaching people and being submissive and humble for them to give something. It's part of Gurukul life. Every Vaishnav needs to be trained in that. And of course, Prabhupada didn't just have Vaishnavas, but also Vaishnavis trained in this process. Otherwise, they're attempts at chanting Hare Krishna becomes additionally hard. Why? Because Trinadapi Sunichena, you can't chant Hare Krishna unless you're humble. And the crash course on humility is out on the streets. You just approach the first person, and you've got to be humble. Can't be aggressive. And this is a real lesson in humility, not something you learn overnight. It takes a long time, but it's certainly a reality check on where we are in Krishna consciousness. So wonderful opportunities. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Of course, book distribution is part of our season. It's seasonal for us, or at least it's the whole world, the whole year is our season for book distribution. But people are particularly inclined towards spiritual things, to purchasing, to giving gifts. They're somehow or another have this, although they experience every year, it's like the Ahani Ahani Bhutani verse. Everyone's experiencing, everyone else is going to die, but somehow or another they're thinking they're going to live forever. Similarly, people think that I'm going to be happy at the end of this Christmas, but then at the Christmas and New Year's, then it's back to the same old depression again. But somehow or another they figure if I spend enough money, if I waste my resources on enough mundane things, then I'm going to get some happiness. But the real happiness will come if they get Srila Prabhupada's books. So however you can do it, participate, and all the benefits are there to be gotten. Hare Krishna.